Today's Shir Masechet Zevachim Daf Nun Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Amri Yehuda Mishmul. The Torah Kedusha teaches us. Vidav Hashem Moshe Leimar Tzavus Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is told to tell Klal Yisrael. V'shalach Min Hamachna. They have the obligation to send out Min Hamachna Kol Tzeruah V'chazav V'chal Tamei LeNefesh. Anyone that is Tamei, Mizachva, Nakevet, Shalechu, men, women have to be expelled. Amachot Samachta, Tshishalchum, Place to Tam, Yutamas Machnema, Shanishoichem, Besoichem. The Torah teaches us how people who are Tamei should be taken out of the different Machnas in the Midbar or in Yerushalayim. The mitzvah of the halacha of sending out is different for different types of tuma. Somebody who's tamei meis is sent out of the machna shchina, which is the same as the azara in the midbar, which is the same as the azara in the beis hamikdash. Somebody who is tamei and goes into the beis hamikdash b'mezid is chayiv koros. And Malchus, his chayv chorus for the lavam loychavus b'sar loyichetz v'nosa avoynoi, and the pasuk says loytamas machneim. If he does this b'shogig, his chayv a carbon chatas, as the pasuk says enough shetiga b'chatamei v'nelam men of v'tamei v'oshem v'heves Hashem l'Hashem al chatos asher chatam. The halacha is that halacha only applies if he enters into the Azara, to which the Gemara comments, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, somebody who doesn't enter the Azara, but he enters the Har HaBayis, Ein Chayavin, there's no Chiv Karas B'mezid, there's no Chiv Karam B'shoigig, B'shem Tuma, because of Tuma, those halachas will not apply. Ela Al, the only time the halachas will apply, B'oirid Mei when we go into the area, which is the Azara, which has a length of 187 amos, by a width of 135 amos. The Mefarshim point out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Klal Yisrael that that's the entire amount of area that is needed for the Azara and the Beis HaMikdash. However, if somebody, which is going to be a big part of our Shia today, if somebody went into one of the chambers that are built outside to the Azara, even though those chambers are open to the Azara, the halacha is there's no chiv karas or carbon because those areas don't have the same level of kedusha as the harab, as the azara. Their level of kedusha is the level of kedusha of the harabais, which is corresponding to the machna leviya in the midbar. Says Maratana Tana Kamedra of Nachman, Kol azara hoys mei v'shmein v'sheva aroich mei v'shloish v'chamesh. Again, he tells us the dimensions of the Azara were 187 by 135. Amalei, to which he said to him, Hachi Ama Abba, my father said to him, Kigoin Zeh, this is the area that we just identified, which is the area where Kahanim Nechnasim L'Sham, where the Kahanim enter, V'aychelim Sham Kachi Kachim, where they're allowed to eat Kachi Kachim. Furthermore, that is the area, as we've been discussing in our Shiurim, that's where Kachm Kalam we learned could be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara. So that's the area Shachtim Sham Kachm Kalam, and that's the area where there's a Chiv Karis or Carbon Meshum Tumah if somebody enters there with Tumah. When we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, there were three Azaras in the Beis HaMikdash. There was the Ezras Noshim, the Ezras Yisrael, and the Ezras Kahanim. The Gemara here is referring to the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kahanim. The Ezras Noshim was considered outside of the Azara and only has the Kedusha of Har Abayis. Where does the word Azara come from? So I saw that the word Azara is another word to represent where a person davens. And when a person davens, he's asking for Ezra. He's asking for help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know davening in the Beis HaMikdash is a place that brings that our tefillos should be answered. And therefore, the Azara is called the Azara. As the Pasuk says, Yishlach, we say it every day, Yishlach Ezra HaMikdash. The Gemara just brought the opinion of Shmuel that a Tamei that entered the Beis HaMikdash is not chayiv, the various punishments that we identified, if he did not go into the Azara. And the Gemara now wants to understand, Lemute Mai, when the Gemara identified the area of the Azara, what did the Gemara mean to say? If it's come to tell us that there were windows in the wall of the Azara, or the dalsos, or the entranceways that you enter to the Azara, or the thickness of the wall, that means there was a wall obviously around the Azara, and what's being taught here is that wall is the thickness. If you're standing on the top of that wall, it's not considered as if you're standing in the Azara. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah in Pesachim, Daf Samachay Amabeis, Tanina, the Mishnah over there already told us explicitly, Chaloinus Vaivachama, Kilifnim, are considered, yeah, like they are in the Azara. That means, as far as being able to eat kachi kachim, that we've been learning in our Mishnayis, kachi kachim can only be eaten in the Azara. They are considered like, these areas are considered where you can eat kachi kachim. Furthermore, what we're speaking in our shir about the entering areas betuma, these are areas that you may enter betuma. However, the halacha is that even though we've just identified that these places have, to a degree, Kedushas Azara, they're not completely considered Kedushas Azara, because the halacha is that one may not shecht kachim kalim in these different areas that were just identified. Says the Gemara El Lamuti, what did Shmuel come to teach us? Lamuti, he comes to teach us that the lishkois, there were different chambers that were built around the Azara, that they don't have the status of the Azara. So the Gemara drills down. If these chambers were areas that were built in a place that doesn't have the din of the Azara, and they just open to the Azara, ask the Gemara for Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni Paragim Mishnah Ches say that chambers that are built in an area which is not the Azara, but they're open to the Kodesh, Toichen Kodesh, they have the halacha of Kodesh, because we look towards where are they open. So why would Shmuel be telling us that they don't have the din of the Azara? Answers the Gemara. What the Gemara means to say here is that Midrabanan, that halacha that they have a din like Kodesh is only a din Midrabanan. The Rabbanan did not want somebody to enter this area when he's Tamei. But when we speak about Karis or Karban Chatas, that is not the case. And what will be the Nafkamina? That this halacha, I sort of mefarshim point out, is only relevant to somebody who has Tamei Meis. But if somebody who doesn't have Tamei Meis, as we are learning and going to learn, they may not enter even the Har Abayis, or they may not enter the Machna Leviya. So therefore, there's no point in saying that the Rabbanan needed to make a special rule for those areas. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, the Rai Saloi, is the halacha that these areas don't have the din of the Azorim of the Raisa? For Tanya, ask the Gemara, the Braisa teaches, Lishkos habnuyos b'chol, if you have different chambers that are built in an area outside of the Azara. However, psuchus l'kaidish, they open up to an area that's kaidish, b'nayin she'kayhanim d'chnas l'sham. From where do we know that the kohanim may enter there? V'ayich l'sham kachi kachim, and they may eat their kachi kachim, they may eat the shiari mincha, which we often discuss in our shiurim, have the din of kachi kachim. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk indeed that speaks about the korban mincha after the kaimitz is burnt on the mizbeach. The pasuk says, "V'neseres v'mena yoichel aron uvana b'makom kodesh b'chatzar oyamay yechlua." So, ha'tayr ripsach chatzeres har be'etzach hilachas. The Torah is teaching us that kachik kachim can be eaten in many places. What is the Torah coming to teach us? That these various chambers are places where you could eat kachi kachim. So the Gemara is saying that the Gemara is assuming that if it's considered an area that has the din of an Azara, because you could eat kachi kachim there, to then the presumably it has a full-fledged din of the Azara. And the way to understand the Gemara's question is because the Rabbanon cannot go and say that a place which is Midoraisa, not the Azara, and therefore Midoraisa, a place where you should not be allowed to eat kachi kachim, that you should be allowed to eat their kachi kachim. If the Rabbanan said that you're allowed to eat kachi kachim there, it must be that the reason they said so is because they recognized that this area is considered, that they recognize that this area is considered the part of the Azara, to which the Gemara says, Alma Rav Lachilashani. When we speak about these halacha, their halacha is that there's a special rule that you could eat kachim there, but not to say that it doesn't have all of the halachas, not to mean that it has all the halacha of Azara. Aval inyan tuma. So says the Gemara, what we're learning now is, but as far as Hilchas Tuma concerned, loy, the halacha that we've been discussing in our shir, that when one is tuma, he may not enter the Azara, that wouldn't apply to such an area. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For Tanya, have we not learned in a brisa? Lishkes habnuyos b'chol upsuchos l'kodesh kohanim nichnasim l'sham v'yochlim sham kachi kachim. It's an area where the kohanim could go in and eat kachi kachim. V'ein shechtim sham kachim kalim. You can't shech kachim kalim. And because the pasuk, when it speaks about kachim kalim, says v'shechtu oisai lifnei oil moed, and as we discussed in our previous year, that even the tzadim, places where you can't see the oil moed, even though they're certainly in the Azara, are not a place where you could check kachi kalim, but still, v'chayavim shem tama. So we see that it is considered full-fledged Azara. Says the Gemara, lav amrit, says the Gemara, haven't we just learned in the Braisa the Ain Shartum Sham Kachim Kalim? So we see that they aren't considered full-fledged Azara. For were they to be considered full-fledged Azara, you should be allowed to send their, you should be allowed to shech their Kachim Kalim. So says the Gemara, the Braisa must also obviously hold Tanin Nami, we have to amend the Braisa to obviously also hold Dein Chayavim Shem Tumah, there is no Chiv of the Halachas of Tumah in those Lishkas. Says the in those areas. Says the Gemara, no, we can easily differentiate Bishlam between the Halacha of Shechita and the Halacha of Tumah. Why? Bishlam ain't Shechtim, the Halacha that you can't Shech Kachim Kalim, these areas, the being in Kenega Pesach, as we said, the Torah, when it tells us the Halacha of Shechting Kachim Kalim, the Azara, the Torah says, Pes Lifnei Oil Moed, and those areas are not Lifnei Oil Moed, the Lekka, Ella, but they are considered like the Azara, and since they are considered like the Azara, the loch ought to be that there's chiv tamei, if somebody tamei goes in there. Says the Gemara, if you're saying that the reason one can't shech kachim kalim in that area is ain't shechtim, that you can't shech kachim kalim, says the Gemara, milo yaskinen, isn't the Braisa also referring to a situation, as we discussed also in our previous year, they constructed pishpishin, they constructed these small openings to be able to see everywhere from everywhere into the Makom HaMikdash. So if that's the case, so why are we saying that this is an area you can't shech there? When you shecht in these areas, you're still fulfilling the obligation of Pesach Chol Moed. The Lekka, for if it's a place where you don't see the Chol Moed, there's no point to talk about this. L'may Yisroch, we already learned in our previous year that such a place cannot be used for Shechita. Ella, what's the halacha? Avgav, the Shachet Kenege Pesach, even though the area which you are standing is an area facing the Pesach, still the halacha is, ain't shachtim, you can't check kachim kalim, b'shim d'loy kaddish, because it doesn't have the required level of kedusha. That's why, says the Gemara, Tani Nami, that you're not chai for tumma, not because it doesn't have the required level of kedusha, that if somebody tamei enters, they should be chayif. So our Gemara has just had a significant discussion about the lishkais. And there's a number of questions that I saw the Achroinim debate. One question is, we know a very serious halacha, shchut echutz, that you're not allowed to shech the carbon outside the azara. What would be the halacha if somebody shecht it? We just said that you're not supposed to shech the carbon, even kachim kalim in those lishkais. But the question is, if somebody did shech kachim kalim in that area, would it be considered as if he did shrutei chutz? The Michas Chinuch and the Chazon Ish are of the opinion that shechting in such an area is not considered violating shrutei chutz. It is still part of the Azara. The Brisk Rav and the Migdash David disagree. And their opinion is, if we're learning that you're not allowed to shech there, included in learning that you're not allowed to shech there means that if you do shecht, it's considered like you shechted shrutei chutz. The Achroinim also discuss what would be the halacha. There's another halacha that we know that you're not allowed to shecht chulin bazara. And the question is that an area that where there's an isser of chulin bazara? The Karen Iris says, presumably not. Because if we're learning that you can't shech kabanis there, it must be a place where you'll be allowed to shech chulin. The Migdash David says that even though logically what the Karen Iris is saying is correct, it may not be that case. Another halacha is that if under certain circumstances, which we've discussed already, the kohen's clothing get dirty, then the halacha is you have to do kibus, you have to clean those clothing in the azara. The opinion of the Noid of Yehuda is that these lishkois, they are not considered, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to wash the clothing in that area. The Cheskuni disagrees, then he says that if we're saying that it's considered, that it is technically considered part of the Azara, only certain rules, for certain rules of that, you would be allowed to wash it. There's another halacha, which we've learned, and that's the halacha of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Ela Malchi Beis Tovil Vad. The only people that could sit in the Azara are members of the Malchi Beis Tovil. What would be the halacha in that area? So Taisha says that that's a place where the Kohanim may sit. But then he says that that's not true, one may not sit there. But the Rambam says that this, since we're not giving it a full-fledged din of the Azara, since we're not giving it a full-fledged din of the Azara, the Loch will be that, you know, not only Malchi Beis Tovid, but other people may sit in that area. Says the Gemara. Now we're discussing the halacha is, and actually I was thinking, many times we brought up the question, if there's halacha, en yeshiva b'azara, elchem alchi b'estabel vad, that the only people who are allowed to sit in the azara malchi b'estavid, and on the other hand, as we are learning so often in our shiurim as well, that the kachi kachim had to be eaten in the azara. So how do we reconcile these two halachas? That the Kohanim should eat in the Azara and they may not sit. So many Rishonim suggest that when the halacha is that en yeshiva el bazar el malcha beistab belvad, it only means if you're just sitting to relax. But if you're sitting there to eat the karbonos, of course you may sit there. The other Rishonim say that indeed, that when the Kohanim ate the karbonos, they stood because you're not allowed to sit there. But according to what we're learning now, it's very gishmak. We're learning, and we're about to learn this again, that these lishkois, these chambers that are open, that are in the Azor, that are in the chol, but open to Azor, you're allowed to eat kachim. And we're also learning that according to the Rambam, you're allowed to sit there, so we would have a great solution. Eat the kachim, eat the kachim in those areas, and it'll be considered that you ate it in a place where you're allowed to eat it. And on the other hand, it will be considered, it will be a place where you're allowed to sit. Ask the Gemara, Ulachila loy be'ini kenegra Pesach, is the halacha that in order to eat kachim, you don't have to have kenegra Pesach? We're learning now, because we're learning that this area and the lishkois are not considered kenegra Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, there's a brice that we learned, Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pshpishim Hoi Bebeis Khalifas, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, there were these two openings, Govan Shmoina, that were 8 amos high, Kedei Lahachshir Hazara, that the different places in the Hazara, through those open areas, you could see into the Heichel. And why would Lachilas Kachikachim, what was the purpose of this? To be able to eat Kachikachim, Lashchidus Kachim Kalim, that we should be able to shech kachim kalim. So we see from over here, ask the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, kachim can only be eaten in a place which is lifneim oil moed. And so therefore, you should not be allowed to eat the kachim in the lishkois, says the Gemara, Amar Ravina. To answer this question, Ravina suggests, sami mekan achila, take out this halacha, that the halacha is that for eating kachim, you don't have to have lifnei oil moed. But ask the Gemara, how could you say that eating kachim do not require Pesach oil moed? But ask the Gemara, the Pasuk, when it speaks about, which we discussed, the carbon that were bought by the Shemayna Shemay Meluim, and the Pasuk says, V'yomim Moshal Aaron V'albonov, bashlu es habasar, take the meat that you got from the Eil HaMeluim, cook it, Pesach Oel Moed V'Sham Toich Lo Esoi. So doesn't the Pasuk clearly indicate that you have to eat it in a place that you could see Pesach Oel Moed? Answers the Gemara, Kachi Shoshani. As we discussed quite extensively, that was a one-time event, the Shemayinus Yimei Meluim, and there are special halachas that the eating have to have that have to has to be done Pesach Oel Moed, but that doesn't apply to all kachim. Other kachim could be eaten in those lishkas. Says the Gemara further. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Minayin LeDam. How do we know if you have the dam of a carbon that did not have Zrikas Adam Shenifsal B'Shkiyas Achama, that it becomes possible to once the Shkiyah comes, the halacha is you can't anymore do Zrikas Adam. Shenemar, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Vim neder on the dove zeva kabonoi, b'yoim as kriva as zvacha yoichel, hakriva as zvacha, says the Gemara, teaches us, b'yoim at the zoivchai, the day that you shechted the carbon is the day at the makriv that you could do Zrikas Adam. B'yoim shiat as zveich, on the day that is already past the day that you did the Shechita, at the Makriv, you can no longer do Zrikas Adam. So from here, we learn that Zrikas Adam, the Shechita and Zrikas Adam have to all be in the same day. And after the Shkia, the halacha is that it becomes possible for Zrika. And as I saw many Mefarshim explain this Gemara, that of course normally in halacha, the halacha is that we believe a year of v'yibayker. When we identify a day, the night comes before the day. But when we speak about kachim, it's different. By kachim, the halacha is halayla hoylach achayoyim. The night follows the day. And the reason for saying that is, as we learned and will learn quite often, the halacha is that carbon is nechal yoyim v'layla. We eat it the day it's brought and the night afterwards. So we see that by kachim halayla halach acha hayoyim, the even though that's the halacha by all other by many aspects of kachim, it doesn't change that the pasuk explain the Chazon Ish and others that biyoyim atazoyvech, that only the day that, on which you did Shechitas Adam is the day that you allowed Shechita, you allowed to do Zrika, but today's Hakrova for Zrika B'yoyim Echad. They have to do in one day. After the Shkia, it's not considered the same day. I also saw that Mr. Zalman, the Sefer Evan Ozel, says that only if there was Kabbalah Saddam on that day. So once there was Kabbalah Saddam, the halacha requires that by Shkia, you should have done the Zrika. But if there was no Kabbalah Saddam yet, then the halacha is, then the halacha would not be, this would not be the halacha. And you would still be able to do Zrika the next day. The Mefarshim, Rashi and Rishonim, say that the halacha is that you could, as we're learning, that by Shkia, you have to, by Shkia, you have to do the Zrika Saddam. There's a different approach, which the Rabbeinu Tam discusses here, and this is the Rabbeinu Tam that is very familiar to us in different areas of the Shkia. The Gaonim are of the opinion that there's one Shkia. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's two Shkias. First, the sun goes down, and only quite a while after that does it become the second Shkia. And the question here is, when the Gemara says over here, Taisus discusses, that you have to do Zrik Saddam before the Shkia, what is the halacha? The first Shkia or the second Shkia? And Taisus says, presumably, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, only after the second Shkia. Taisus has a very interesting opinion. He says, of course, it's the second Shkia. But Taisus says, as far as the carbon tumid is concerned, the carbon tumid has to be, the Zrika Saddam has to be before the first Shkia. And that's why Taisus, we learn from here, a very interesting discussion. According to the Gaonim, Mincha has to, and this is where the Mishnah Berurah, of course, we know Paskins, that the halacha is that this is the Mishnah Berurah Paskins and Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Kutin Yodalit, L'chatchila, Tzor Kol Adam Lizal L'Spalul, Kodim Mashkiyas Chacham Dafka. Every year should be careful to daven Mincha before the Shkia. The Hainu, Shigma Tfilosa Ba'oichla and Skasha Shemesh Beinenu, U'mitavlis, and to daven the Mincha before the Shkia. However, furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better to daven b'yichidus mincha, m'lispal akach to daven after the shkia, even if it means tefillah b'tzibur. So now the question is, presumably, according to the Rambam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, as we're learning in our Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that the shkia is the second shkia. Until then, we could do the Zrika Saddam. So does that mean that we could daven mincha according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the second Shkia? It's not so simple, because we just learned that Taisa says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Tamid Shebein Abayim should be brought before the first Shkia, the Zrik Stam should be before the first Shkia. And we know mincha is connected the Kamed Tamid Shebein Abayim, so it could be according to Rabbeinu Tam, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, one should daven mincha before the Shkia. There's another discussion that I saw in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed. The halacha is that Purim, of course, we're supposed to send Shalach Manas, and we're supposed to daven Shalach Manas during the day of Purim. The question is, what will be the halacha if one brings Shalach Manas after the Shkia? For example, he has a discussion that the halacha teaches us The Ramah tells us this in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Vav Siv Vav, that one should not give Shalach Manas to somebody who Rachman Tzolan is an Oval. He's during the 12 months after a parent passed away. So now he has a very interesting discussion here. He says there's a very famous machloikis why we give Shalach Manas. One reason which the Manas Levi gives is that Shalach Manas increases friendship amongst Klal Yisrael. The Manas Alevi says that the purpose of giving Shalach Manas is to make sure that everybody has food for the Sudas Purim. So now he makes a very interesting point. The halacha is that the Sudas Purim could go past the Shkia. But we're also learning that the halacha is that the Shkia goes quite late, especially according to Beinu Tam. So if the reason is that on Purim we want to increase friendship, so that means you have to give it before the Shkia. And if this person who we're giving Shalach Manas is an Ovel and can't receive it, so giving it to him after the Shkia will be too late. But if we're learning that the Suda can be continued to be eaten even later, so then everything changes. If the Suda can be continued to be eaten even later, then the halacha should be that you could be able to give Shalach Manas, and the Trumas Hadashin says that the purpose of the Shalach Manas is that the person should have for the Suda, so give it to him later, and he'll still be able to fulfill the mitzvah, even though it's after the first Shkia. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that this pasuk that we just learned, B'yoy Mekriva Zavcha Yoichel, is coming to teach us that the Zerikas Hadam has to take place before the Shkia? Ask the Gemara, Haimi Baile Legufei, we need this pasuk to tell us the basic din, that the Chila of the Karban Shlomim is Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. So how could this pasuk come to teach us about the Aloch of Shkia Sechab and Dam? Answers the Gemara, if that's all that this pasuk is coming to teach us, Im Kein Neim Akra B'Yoyim Zivcha Yachel, it would be sufficient to say B'Yoyim Zivcha Yachel Umimachras Hakriva Lomeli. Why did the Torah add the word Hakriva Shmami? Not to teach us B'Yoyim Shat Zayvach at the Makriv, during the day that you shechted the carbon is the day you could do Zrikas Adam B'Yoyim Shiat Zayvach at the Makriv. But ask the Gemara. But Damahach Kamar Rechman, ask the Gemara, maybe what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Ikar of Dam Idna, if the dam was done, if there was Riksa Dam on the day of the Shechita, the Sa'acha Bosa Idna Lamachar, then we could eat the meat today, the day of the Zrika, and tomorrow. However, if for whatever reason, Ikar of Dam Lamachar, if the dam was only brought on the next day, then the Halacha will be that when did the 2 day of Achila begin, the Sa'ala Basla Machal Yom Machal will only eat the meat tomorrow and the day after. That's what the Pasuk is saying, nothing to do with the Zrika. Answers the Gemara, if that's what the Pasuk was coming to teach us, Im Keinei Makra B'Yom Akriva Yachal Umi Machris. But the words Zivcha Lamali, Shema Mina, the Pasuk is also coming to teach us, B'Yom Shatu Zaveyach at the Makriv, the day you brought shechted the carbon duras zrikas dam before shkia, b'yom shiata zaveach, it's too late at the makrivah to do zrikas adam. The Torah teaches us that when one brings this halacha that we've learned quite extensively in our masechta, if somebody brings a carbon shlomim, and the halacha is that the carbon shlomim, as we just said, is eaten for 2 days and one night, and the pasuk says v'im ochel yoch b'yom shlishi Pigelhu lo yirotza. And what we learn from here is that if somebody had a machshava shloi bezmanoi to eat or bring the carbon improperly in the wrong time, the halacha is that the carbon becomes pasul. As we've also learned many times, there are two types of machshavas. There's the halacha of chutz lezmanoi, after the right time to bring the carbon or eat the carbon past the proper time, and there's the machshava chutz l'makaymai. So if by a carbon shlomim we're learning the amount of time you get to eat is 2 days and one night, the halacha is that, so what happens if the second day passes? The halacha is once the second day passes, if you have left over, the halacha is that it's nicer. But when we say it's nicer, so let's say you're getting to eat the carbon on Sunday and Monday. Monday night it becomes nicer, but it's not burnt until Tuesday morning. The says the Gemara, Itmar, Hamachashif. If somebody has a machshavas pigel during the Shechita, and of course, even though the Gemara is speaking about Shechita, it doesn't only mean Shechita, as we've learned earlier in our Masechta, a carbon could become pigel when a machshavas pigel, even by the Kabbalah halach and the Zrika. So if somebody had a machshava chutz l'zman or shlishi, that on the second night, that means, as we said before, the night before the third day, which in the example that we gave would be Monday night, chizkiyah makasher. So now the question is, if somebody had a machshava that he's going to eat the carbon on Monday night, would that make it into machshava chutz l'zmanoy? Chizkiyah makasher. Chizkiyah says that it's not considered pigel with that type of machshava. The Rav Yochanan apostle, Rav Yochanan's opinion is that it's pasul. Of course, the Mefarshim ask, why does the Gemara use the word pasul? The Gemara should have said pigel. The word pasul, as we've been learning throughout our Masechta, seems to say it's pasul, but it's not pigel, there wouldn't be chorus. But that isn't Rav Yochanan's opinion. According to Rav Yochanan, it's a full-fledged pigel. So I saw that the Seif in the Sivas HaKadosh answers, the reason Rav Yochanan uses the word pasul, because Chizki says kosher. If it wouldn't have been said that way, we would maybe have thought the Chizki says kosher only b'dieved. So to show that Chizki holds that it's allowed to be eaten, l'chatchila, that's why the Gemara used the word kosher and pasul. Chizki am a kosher. Chizki's opinion is that it's not considered a machshavas chutzos manoi. As we said, the chiv of burning a carbon that became nicer only would come in the day, in the morning of the third day. Rav Yochanan says it's possible because the itchalei, it's already time where we may not eat it. So once it's a time where it's not allowed to be eaten, thinking about that time is considered making it, is considered pigel. And the question is, as all the Mefarshim point out, the Machlokes of Yochanan and Chizkiyah, is how do we view the night? Do we view the night as already full-fledged nicer or not? Says the Gemara, another way to view the Machlokes of Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, Hoichel le'or shlishi. If somebody will eat the carbon shlomim in the way we're explaining on that Monday night, Chizkiyah mepater, he won't be chayiv to bring a karma chattis for eating nicer if he ate it b'shagig. The ointik l'sreifa, because it wasn't a time where the Torah requires that it has to be burnt already. Rav Yochanan amar chayiv. Rav Yochanan says it's considered like you ate nicer b'shagig that you have to bring a karma chattis. It's already a time to that you may not eat it. So I saw the achroinim ask, why do we have to have the same achloikis of Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan twice? One, is it considered pigel? And one, is it chayiv for eating at that time? So I saw that the Sefer Chayk Nosam actually explains that these are not two machloikis. Chadim chlal chaver te itmar, they're to be viewed as one machloikis. Says the Gemara, Tanik of Asayid Rabbi Yochanan, there's a braisa, says the Gemara, which supports the opinion of Yochanan, kachim nechalim leyoyim echad, kachim, which the halacha is the nechalim leyoyim v'layla, mechashvin bedamam b'shatishka achama. That means if somebody had a machshava to do the zrikas adam after the chutz, after the shkia, it's considered chutz l'zmanoy. U b'bsaram u b'mereyim, as far as eating, it's only mishyala merashachar, because at that point, but the raisa, they may not be eaten. Furthermore, says the Braisa, Kotshim and the Cholim L'shnei Yom V'lai Lachas, like the Shlomim, Mechash Medom Mishtashka Chama. Again, even though these Kabbonis may be eaten for 2 days and one night, as far as the Zrik Saddam, as we've been discussing, the Zrik Saddam has to take place by Shkia. And therefore, if you had a Machshava to do the Zrik Saddam after the Shkia, then the Aloch is that you had Machshava Chutz Lazmanai. Ubimareim, putting the Emrim on the Mizbeach must be done, B'shi'alam Arashachar. That means you haven't told the Arashachar to put it on. If you had a machshava that you're going to put it on after the Murach Shachar, again, it's considered chutz l'zmanoi. Ube b'saron, mishtishka chamesh shnei yomim. When you have, as we've been discussing, the Tuesday night, that's already enough to make it become pigel. Even though, as we've been learning, the chiv of burning it doesn't come until the next morning. Tarabonim, yochel, yehi necholim l'or shlishi, the halacha is that you should be allowed to eat it Sun. Again, our example, where you brought the carbon on Sunday, you should be allowed to eat it Sunday night, Monday night, for dinhu. And we should make that, it should be the logical halacha. Shvachim shenachalim yom echad. We have some kabbanas that are eaten only one day, one night, like the carbon taida. And then that kabbanim, the shvachim shenachalim shnei yomim, the kachim shlomim are eaten for 2 days and one day a night. Any day that you're allowed to eat it, you may eat it the night after. So the logical conclusion should be that the 2 days that the shlomim may be eaten on, you may eat it the laila achreim, the night afterwards as well. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, as long as it's still day, that by Kom Shlom Nechel, it still may be eaten. However, Ve'ena Nechel or Shlishi, the halacha is, it may not be eaten anymore on Monday night. Continues the Braisa, that once we know that we may not eat it Monday night, Yochel Yisarech Miyad, so we should think that it has to be immediately burnt if it's ready Monday night and not finished being eaten. V'dinhu. And again, logically, we should come to that conclusion. The kabbanis that are eaten for 1 day and one night, and then the kabbanis nechalim shnei yomim, ma'az vachem nechalim yom echad, take of achilas sreifa, after the time that you may not eat it, it becomes automatically nicer, and it has to be burnt. That means, if you have a carbon that can be eaten, was bought on Sunday, and you could eat it Sunday night. Monday morning is when you're not allowed to eat it anymore. And Monday morning is when the halacha that is nicer must be burnt. So we should make an argument, says the Gemara. Af zvachim anuchal m'shnei yomim, the kabbanis that can be eaten for shnei yomim v'layla echad, as soon as the second day, Monday, ends, take of l'achilas reifa, the halacha ought to require that that point it's nicer and it should be burnt right then and there. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says regarding nicer, to teach us b'yoyim only on the third day, on Tuesday at the sarfai, if you have to sarfai lefanov, the halacha is that you don't burn it. There's no requirement and to burn. And you may not burn it actually until Tuesday morning.